Unit reviews. Today's mech is a NovaCat. I actually borrowed this one from Ken. This is one of the ones that he uses and just wipes me up with. You'll hear why when we get to it. This particular one is from the Annihilation set. It is collector number 066. It is 212 points. It's a two-stripe NovaCat. On the game reports, whenever Ken is reading off his team, he always says, NovaCat, NovaCat, because he likes to delineate that this is a NovaCat that's part of the NovaCat clan, but we don't use the clans and factions when we play. So it doesn't make any difference if it's a NovaCat, NovaCat to us. Now it does to people who use them. So just for arguments, this one is a NovaCat, NovaCat. It is a big, tall, white quarterback-looking thingy. Kind of looks like the quarterback from the Monday Night Football or Friday Night Football, whatever, the NFL thing when they have the robotic quarterback. Kind of looks like that unit. It is a heavy mech. It is dead on 14 clicks, and it is a monster on the battlefield because of the way it's designed and the way we did the rules. Then we discovered the way this was set up and playing within the rules that we wrote. This is a nasty thing to put on the battlefield. One of the reasons why this thing is so nasty is the heat dial. And here it is. The first click, nothing. Second click, nothing. The third click has a -1 speed, a -1 damage to his primary. And he has to roll yellow for his primary. If he fails, he gains a heat. But he only has to roll 4, 5, or 6. It's 50%. It's not bad. The next click is -1s on all three. Primary, secondary, and speed. And yellow squares, so has to roll on all three. But it's a 50% roll. Then it's shut down. Has no reds and no blacks on its heat dial. That's pretty nasty. Its combat dial is really bad. Advance 3, not 2. The primary weapon is nasty. It has 4 shots per turn. And you can do all 4 shots and only gain 1 heat. That really stinks. 16 range for energy. That's really good. And it's green T-Simp. 5 clicks plus T-Simp on every shot. On T-Simp, if you're shooting at a mech, you roll a 1 or 2, you shut down. He can shoot you the first time and shut you down, shoot you 3 more times. Then on the next phase, anyone who shoots you has got a +4 to their attack if you don't restart. Nasty. Secondary weapon has 0 range and 0 damage, but it has blue, which is rapid strike, which means on a close combat, you get a second attack, which doesn't do any good because it has 0. It's one of those times when the rule set really doesn't work. That's all right. We don't want this thing to have any more damage. It already does 5, 4 times plus T-Simp. It has potential for 20 clicks without criticals per turn. That'll kill anything except an Ares in 1 turn. First click has a speed of 6, an attack of 10, a defense of 21, which is black 2-point armor. Next click, no changes. Exactly the same. Next click, primary damage goes to 4 and he loses his T-Simp. Still has 0 range, 0 damage, blue on the secondary. 6 speed, 9 attack, 20 defense with 2-point armor. Next click down, no changes except speed drops to 5. Next click down, we have no changes. Next click down, 4 damage. Primary, 0 damage, secondary, 5 speed, 8 attack, 19 defense, no special equipment left. And if you have put a gear card in, at this point, there will probably be none left either because they go away after your first 5 clicks of damage. Next click is no change. Next click is no change. Next click, little change, still 4 damage primary, 4 speed, 8 attack, 18 defense. Next attack, his damage drops to 3. Still 4 speed, 7 attack, 18 defense. This next click has a lot of changes. He is salvage. He may only move or vent, although his move may be a ram attack. He has a 3 move, a 6 attack, and 17 defense. Next click is a 3 move, a 6 attack, 16 defense, still salvage. Next click, still salvage. 3 move, 5 attack, 15 defense. And then he's dead. So on that last one, he could have done a kamikaze, which does not require an attack roll. These are really, really nasty units to fight against because they don't have great movement, but they have extremely good range for energy weapons. They only gain one heat on four attacks. They can do 20 damage, not counting criticals, and they can shut a mech down on every attack. Smaller games, 1,000 points or less. He only uses one normally, but then he throws in the Chief King Crab, which is extraordinarily hard to hit. It's a nasty one, but it's not. I don't think it's as bad as the Nova Cat. Nova Cats are nasty. You got to reach out and touch them with the ballistic extended range. That's the only way you can fight them, because if you get in range, you're dead. That's all there is to it. Even if he only hits you twice, he can knock you down 10 points. Really nasty, and it's really hard to fight against him. You need to have another big gun like a Nova Cat or a Marauder, and then you have to have good die rolls. I have crappy die rolls lately. I just can't do anything. I went after him with a Poseidon, and he knocked me down. So that's what happens when you have crappy die rolls. Maybe I need new dice. But now you know why I complain so much about them, because they're really powerful. They don't go down very fast at all. And when they go down, they stay the same for another two or three clicks. Even though they're dead relatively early on for a big mech, they're still really hard to kill. Our vehicle today is a Morningstar Mobile HQ. This one is a 49.2 stripe from the Firepower set, collector number 039. I don't know clans and factions, but I think it's a Benson's Raiders. I don't know. It's a big double-headed axe symbol, whatever that is. These we use because they have command. And these can fire, but we usually use them for command. This particular one is blue and tan, kind of a nice color scheme. But since we don't play teams and factions, it's just decoration for us. This particular unit is dead on its sixth click. It has a ballistic weapon with a 10 range listed, which is 15 in this rule set. That weapon does a 3 on its first click. It has an 8 movement, and it has an 8 attack with a 20 defense. The defense has 1 point armor, gray, and the attack has command. That's why we play them. They are command units, can issue one extra order to one unit per turn. That order can be anything that the unit can do, the unit receiving the order can do. Normally, the orders will take place in what we call the post-move phase, which is the final action phase of the turn, followed only by artillery impact. It's got a high defense with 1 point armor, so artillery doesn't really hurt it very much. Next click goes to 2 damage, still 8 movement, 7 attack value with command, and 20 defense with no armor. Third click, 2 damage, 7 movement, 7 attack with command, and a 19 defense, no armor. The next click is 2 damage, 7 movement, 6 attack, and has lost its command, and an 18 defense. This next click is 2 damage, 6 move, 5 attack, 18 defense, no special equipment. Then he salvaged 0 damage, 5 move, 4 attack black, which is salvage, and a 17 defense. No modifiers on that. So he can ram only or kamikaze since it's his last click. They die real quick once you hit them. Now you have to hit them a couple times because of their 1 point armor for the first couple clicks. We normally play these on the back lines and we very seldom move them. They stay as far out of range as possible except for artillery. We start hitting with artillery, we have to either repair them or move them. They issue commands, that's all they do. These are nice because they have an attack. The ones I use are different. They don't have an attack, but they die on their fifth or sixth click just the same. They actually have command longer in their dial normally. They have evade, so if they're moving, it's -2 to hit them, and you can move half and issue a command. These don't have evade. And the two that I use are almost the same amount of points as this one unit. The bonus you get is this one can attack. So if it gets within range, 15, which is not bad, it can deal out a little damage. It can defend itself. The ones I use have to have a unit to defend them. So that's a trade-off. If you know, I have to devote points to protect it, this one can protect itself on the same number of points. Ken and Dave use these extensively. I generally don't use them because I use the points for more firepower. I lose more often, too. Maybe that's why. I don't know. They're handy. The command is probably the single most effective special equipment in the game. And that's why we use the Morning Stars. Without command, we would probably never use them. They're not good combat units. They don't move real fast. They don't shoot real high power weapons. They have command. That's why we use them. They're great for that purpose. Our infantry unit today is the Rhodes Graces Combat Technicians, the little blue guys that came with Poseidon. One of two infantry units that came with Poseidon. They are part of the Battle Force set, Collectors number 036. They are 15 points, and they are a starred unit, therefore unique. They are great because while they only have a 4 or 5 click dial, like most infantry units, they keep their special equipment through the entire dial. The first click has zero damage on their ballistic weapon, which has a zero range. They don't do anything except repair or capture. They have a 6 speed. They have a 10 attack. That's what makes them so valuable to me. With repair, it is the wrench symbol, so they can repair mechs and vehicles. They cannot repair anything with the foot speed. So wheels, tracks, VTOL, mechs, all those can be repaired, but not foot speeds. They have a 16 defense with red, which is reflective armor, which reduces energy damage by 2. That's not bad, actually. 16 is not bad for an infantry unit. The 10 attack score is great for an infantry unit. Click number 2 has a 0 changes. Still 6 speed, 10 attack, 16 defense, and still has repair and reflective armor. The third click, speed goes down to 5, attack goes to 9, defense goes to 15, still has repair and reflective armor. The next click has the speed at 5, the attack at 8, the defense at 14, complete with repair and reflective armor. Next click, 4 speed, 7 attack, 13 defense with repair and reflective armor. Then they're dead. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, dead on 5. Typical for an infantry unit, but not typical in the fact that they keep their dial pretty strong through the whole thing. These are very useful because they repair mechs in the field. They repair vehicles in the field. They're infantry, so they can be thrown in a transport and moved around the field. You can hide them from your opponent because you don't have to tell your opponent that your transports are carrying anything. They also can capture. The 10 attack really helps with capture. Since capture's at a minus 3, that gives them a 7, which is average for most infantry units. It's not a 4 or a 3, which most of them would have. And if you can get in the rear arc, takes 2 off of that, so it's an 8, which is not too bad. The repair is great because we play repair with a 6-sided roll or the value on the combat dial. This one has a 0, so you have to roll a 6-sider, which means you can repair up to 6 or more if you get critical hits. They're really sweet. Now, keeping them on the field is rough because people target them. I've seen Ken send a Novacat after a pair of combat techs just to get them off the field. That's what happens. I'm yet to be able to capture a Novacat from Ken. I really want to do that one day and then turn it on him and kill him with it. Or one of Dave's Marauders. Thank you very much, Dave. But not going to happen anytime soon because they always kill me before I get in range to capture them. But that's all right. One day, gentlemen, one day.